From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Michael and Carrie Klein and their colleague Miranda Brown. The Kleins have a long-respected tradition in the folklore and music worlds, and it's coming up on Red Barn Radio.
One morning in May, I heard a married man to a young woman say, "Rise up, pretty Katie, come along with me across the blue mountains to the Allegheny." And up spoke her mother, and "Katie, oh Katie, a married man is he. Well, there's plenty of young men more handsome than thee. Let him take his own wife to the Allegheny."
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy me another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every alehouse, we'll drink when we're dry. Then across the blue mountains go Katie and I. Oh, mother, he's the man of my heart. Sad if we had to part. Why, he'd value any woman that ever he'd see.
That's what the old mommy said.
Across the blue mountains to the Allegheny.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 497th live performance. Yeah. We have with us Michael and Carrie Klein, and they're joined by their friend Miranda Brown. Michael and Carrie are documentarians of life in Appalachia. They're also musicians with a mission of keeping traditional music alive and adding new music to the genre. The couple has done a great job of melding their passions, their interests into meaningful life work. The Kleins have studied the history and culture of Appalachia for more than 30 years, and now they have a production company called Talking Across the Lines, Worldwide Conversations, With the help of students and community interns, they document group and individual narratives to tell more complete stories of Appalachian communities. Michael Klein holds a doctorate in public folklore from Boston University, and Carrie Klein has a master's degree in American Studies from the State University of New York in Buffalo. Michael and Carrie Klein have recently released a 2-CD set, Wild Hog in the Woods and Working Shoes. Folks, welcome Michael and Carrie Klein here tonight with their friend and colleague, Miranda Brown.
Thank you, Brad. Miranda Brown is going to sing an old ballad now from Phyllis Marks in Gilmer County, West Virginia. She's still living. It's one that her ancestors sang when they came through the Cumberland Gap 200 years ago and found the country pretty well decimated and hunted out and forested out, and they about starved to death. And she said it got so bad they had to butcher the milk cow. That was their pet, the one that gave them their milk. And so you know what a bad time it was.
Old Nathan killed the bell cow and fed the dog's liver, and now we're out of meat. Well, we'll hang the dogs forever.
Hang the dogs forever. Hang the dogs forever. And now we're out of meat. Well, we'll hang the dogs forever.
Well, the hawk shoots the buzzard, and the buzzard shoots the crow. We'll wander through Blythe Cane yonder and shoot the buffalo.
Shoot the buffalo. Shoot the buffalo. We'll wander through Blythe Cane yonder and shoot the buffalo.
The maggots and the skippers, they do grow so very bold. Been saving up this buttermilk 7 years old.
7 years old. 7 years old. Been saving up this buttermilk 7 years old.
Gives you a sense of the hard times at those early pioneers. And we look at the pictures in the history books and we see it a different way than when somebody gives us an old song that came down from several generations. And a song will paint an entirely different picture than the ones you see in the history books very often.
I want to do a song from a song keeper, Sheila K. Adams, winner of the National Heritage Award winner, living in the mountains of North Carolina. She made this song as a tribute to her teacher, who taught her so many things.
In my mind, I see her there on the porch, sitting in her chair with her arms thrown wide to welcome me as I walked up the road past her cherry trees. And with blue-veined hand, she taught me how to plant new corn, milk the cow, and she taught me songs of ancient lore, kings and queens and love and war. So Granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go dig engines sang in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside over home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, my spirit flies as I walk with Granny one more time.
You, she'd say to me, and the very best stuff in life is
free as we rolled our britches to our knees to wade in the stream neath the buckeye tree. And what priceless gift she gave to me, the love, the songs were all for free, and thoughts I carry in my heart she helped to plant there from the start. So Granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go digging and sing in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside over home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, my spirit flies as I walk with Granny one more time. She reached back down through all the years, touched my heart, calmed my fears. She is my granny and my best friend. My love for her will never end. She takes my little ones on her knee, tells them tales she once told me. With gentle hand she smooths their brow. She says, come walk with Granny now. So Granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go dig and sing in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside over home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, my spirit flies walk with Granny one more time. As I walk with Granny one more time.
We're here tonight on Red Barn Radio with Michael and Carrie Klein and their friend and fellow chanteuse, Miranda Brown. What beautiful music you all are giving us tonight. Michael, you did your doctoral work in public folklore. What does the folklorist do?
Folklore, I guess, comes from words with European roots. You know, the folk being, well, if you think of your Volkswagen, the people's car. Mm-hmm. The folks are the people. And we heard Sandro Portelli, an Italian folklorist, and he was talking about the real folklore in his experience being kind of on the fringe of mainstream society. Although mainstream society can have its folk groups too. You know, your quilting group is a folk group. They have all their in jokes. They know each other's business and they sing some of the same songs. That constitutes a folk group. So I got interested in all this when I was just a child. I was born in Washington, D.C., but my dad bought an old rundown farm in the countryside when I was 7 years old. In this West Virginia farming community in Hampshire County, West Virginia, in eastern West Virginia, 8 miles from the nearest hard surface road. And I just liked the way that people there talked, and I liked the way they worked, and I liked the way they sang on Sundays. And as I got older, I liked the liquor they made, and I liked everything about them. They just were people I felt genuinely comfortable around, and it was from those people that I began to learn to play the guitar. And I learned to play after a fiddle, and I learned to play dance music. This has been a lifelong passion of mine. I'm living in a culture I chose to live in. People say, was you born here? And I say, no, I was born again here.
I feel the shadows now upon me, and bright as come and sing for me.
Sing the hymns we sang together, that plain little church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious a moment we stood shaking hands and singing our song.
Heavy, my way has grown weary, and I've traveled a road that is long. But it would cheer this old heart, good sisters, if you'd come and sing one song.
From this life of observing people whom I know and love, my interest in West Virginia has broadened. I've become a follower of events in the coal fields. I've documented a lot of coal history and coal camp stories. People who are in their 80s and 90s now can remember a time when they were children, when you'd have thought you were in a Bolshevik society living in some of the coal field towns and camps. Unbelievably hard conditions, slave labor, and all the rest of it. My interest in folklore has carried me through all these aspects of Appalachian life. And I put in 3 years in Eastern Kentucky as well in the mid-60s. So I have a real soft place in my heart for Eastern Kentucky, the mountains and the people and the coal mining and everything there. From Breathitt to Harlan and all down through that country.
Traveling on down that coal town road, listen to my rubber tires whine. Goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore, I'm leaving you behind. I've been a coal man all my life, laying down track
Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said that's the blue mark left by the coal. Just a little more and I'd been dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the sleigh. But it's traveling down that new road looking for a job. Traveling and looking ahead. Traveling and looking ahead. Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said that's the blue mark left by the coal. Just a little more and I had been dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the sleigh. But it's traveling down that for a job, traveling and looking ahead, traveling and looking for the Union, walked in the line, and I fought against the company. I stood for the UMW of A. Now who's gonna stand for me? I got no house and I got no pay. I just got a worrying soul and a blue tattoo on the side of my head, left by the number 9 coal. Whoa. Left by the number 9 coal. Someday when I'm dead and gone to heaven, the land of my I won't have to worry about losing my job to hard times and big machines. I won't have to pay my money away in dues and hospital plans. I'm gonna cut coal while the blue heavens roll, sing with the angels.
Michael, were you collecting stories before you started your, do we call it an organization? The, you know, Talking Across the Lines, Worldwide Conversations.
Well, I grew up as a kid who never learned how to read in school. And I never learned how to read until I was around about 50 years old. And so everything I did was collecting a story. Uh-huh. I went all the way through school the best way I could. I just couldn't do much with school, but I did what I could. What became a severe learning disability while I was in school became a major asset later on when I decided my field should be oral history. How did you become a professional person if you couldn't read? I chose the field of oral history because then I could focus on what other people were saying, and I could learn as I was documenting. I could learn a history that isn't in the books. I never trusted the printed page anyway. It was always playing tricks on me all my life. Letters reversing themselves and truths reversing themselves. All this happened on the printed page. And not that I didn't hear an occasional tall tale when I was had the tape recorder running. I just had an affinity for the spoken word, and that's where I've learned most everything I know. And the same with my music. It's all by ear and by feel. I don't know a thing about notes. As I say, it started out being a learning disability, but it became a real strong feature of what I do, listening to other people.
And the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. Well, it's there I've read on the hillside gravestone. You'll never leave Harlan alive. My granddad walked down Kinderin Mountain, and he asked Tilly Hilton to be his bride. Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler? Or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in them mountains till a man from the northeast, he came round waving $100 bills and said, I'll pay for your minerals. But he never left Harlan alive.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Michael and Carrie Klein, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Michael and Carrie Klein after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
That's the place where I trace my bloodline. Well, it's there I've read on the hillside's gravestone. You'll never leave Harlan alive.
Ah, tell me, which side are you on? Tell me, which side?
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Michael and Carrie Klein, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Are you home? Tell me which side are you on?
Errol Stone.
lonely coal miner's grave. So pay no attention, it's only an old miner's grave. Pay no attention to the briars, so weeds let them stay. Who's gonna miss him? Care that he's gone away. For he was only a miner, and it's only a coal miner's grave. Francisco, he stepped from Holly Grove, WVA. In 1913, loading coal 12 hours a day. 6 days a week, 47 and a half cents a ton. He was shot down by gun thugs at the young age of 31. So briars and brambles tremble all over his grave, like the thorns in his life for living he had to pay. Who's gonna miss him? Care that he's gone away. For he was only a miner, and it's only coal miner's grave.
Well, we work in the schools and teach old songs and try to celebrate local culture, whatever the different good traditions are that people are carrying on. And we do a lot of unaccompanied songs with the kids, but once in a while, they just need a good guitar song and they need a horse song. This is the one they want.
The Tennessee stud was long and lean. Color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Back about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas, but if I hadn't have been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Bud, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud.
Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never
Tennessee's tough.
Well, we drifted on down through no man's land till we crossed the river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree, and we got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked for our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rolled away on the Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Just as lonesome as a man could be, a dreaming about my gal back in Tennessee. And the Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was thinking about a sweetheart too. Steady there, big feller. When we loped on back across Arkansas, I whooped her brother, then I whooped her pa. When I found that gal with the golden hair, well, she was riding on the Tennessee mare.
Oh boy!
Well, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the mind, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We reached the big body, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love that gal with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. When the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Said there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Hey, Miranda, tell us about yourself, and how did you meet Michael and Carrie?
I met Michael and Carrie about 8 years ago. Well, I was in college, and I went to this summer camp for activists, a lot of young activists, a lot of college kids, but not exclusively. We all came together for a week down in Harlan County to learn about things like mountaintop removal, coal mining, and community organizing, and all the different things that come into play in mining and the community and how it affects the community. And Michael and Carrie gave a workshop. It was one of the many great ways to meet Michael and Carrie. And then when I graduated college, I was looking for the next step and decided that I wanted to spend more time with them and weaseled my way into their life. Well, I wanted to go learn about listening and interviewing, and I wanted to do interviews with them. And the first thing I learned was that along with collecting interviews involves the responsibility of doing something with those interviews. And so I wound up spending a lot of time using voices that they had recorded and putting them into a couple of audio pieces for radio.
Love like this was never known, though you may search the the whole world round. Jesus dying for his own. Just as the sun and the evening sun went down, just as the evening sun.
You know that Jesus dying for his own.
Lord, he just as the sun when the evening sun went down. In Sanhedrin he was tried. We've got no use for you. Crucified, just as the sun when the evening sun went down, just as the evening sun,
just as the evening sun
was sinking low,
was sinking
in the gold, it was sinking.
By the multitude,
the multitude, they placed on him a thorny, they placed on him a crown. You know that love like this was never known. You know that Jesus dying for his own.
Lord, he
just as the sun when the evening sun.
Tell us what you learned from some of the interviews that you conducted.
Just exactly what you said, that people draw strength in all from all sorts of different places, and gay people, bisexual, transgender, are strong and resilient, and it's time for us to get on and look at more important issues, that we are all basically one, and it's wonderful to see that people are keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a play, a staged reading called Revelations.
Yeah, and we're
kind of a double entendre.
Uh-huh.
And that takes 12 cast members. We spend a week generally in a community, do auditions on Sunday night, maybe at a university, maybe at a community church. And then during the week, we're available to do workshops or come into classes, talk with folks about oral history and folklore and Appalachian studies and issues of gender. And meanwhile, in the evenings, we're practicing the play, and we put it on at the week's end, Revelations,
oh,
a staged
right.
reading celebrating Appalachian resiliency in GLBTQ people.
Oh, fantastic.
It's still a story that needs telling. And when we put on the play, it's really like the best kind of church, with people sitting in the audience and finding that they want to reveal a little bit about themselves, or that they're learning more about their children or mm-hmm. other people in their family. And all the little excerpts of the interviews come together to tell a story no one person could tell. And people who've been interviewed have come to the productions, and sometimes they bring family members to say, look, this is who I am. And maybe all of these voices together tell some of what I've been going through. But it's really a very positive production. It's really about people's journeys to spiritual self-love.
West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia, where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, place that I call home.
It's been years now since I left there, and this city life's about got the best of me.
I can't remember now why I left so free, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to see, but I can sure remember where I come from. West Virginia,
an old West Virginia song, which, of course, is not exclusive to West Virginia, actually comes to us from the 1500s.
The court of Queen Elizabeth, when she was sought after by a suitor from the French court.
People were pretty nervous what was going to happen when Froggy went a-courting. Frog went a-courting and he did right,
Frog went a-courting and he did ride, sword and a pistol by his side, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And he went down to Miss Mousie's door,
Went down to Miss Mousie's door where he'd never been before, chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
And he took Miss Mouse upon his knee. Took Miss Mouse upon his knee. Said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack. And what will the wedding supper be? What will the wedding supper be? Fried mosquito and a roasted flea. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack. And first come in was a bumblebee. First come in was a bumblebee. Tuned his fiddle up on his knee. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack. And next come in was a Bessie bug. Next come in was a Bessie bug. Hands upon a whiskey jug. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack. And next come in was old gray mouse. Next come in was old gray mouse. Her partner was a grayback louse. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack. And next come in was old gray goose. Next come in was old gray goose. Tuned his fiddle and he cut loose. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack. And next come in was dad's old shoe. Next come in was dad's old shoe. It come in a shuffling too. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack. And Froggy went to courtin' and he did ride. Frog went to courtin' and he did ride. Sword and a pistol by his side. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-witty, chick-a-whack.
I would like to thank our guests, Michael and Carrie Klein and Miranda Brown, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, great to have you here tonight. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates, of course, and further information on not only tonight's guests, but also on future guests. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Let's get back to one more tune, can we, from Michael and Carrie Klein? It's been such a great evening with you. Thanks for being here.
Turkle dove, don drooped her wings.
Adam and Eve, no, no. Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me? Meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me? Sa-sa-la, do-la, sa-la, sa-ri.
My name written on David's law.
Time. Adam and Eve, no, no. Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me? Meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me? Sa sa la do la sa la sa ri.
When I get to heaven, I'll know the rules.
I'll know the rules. When I get to heaven, I'll know. Bathing pool. Adam and Eve, no, no. Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me? Meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me? Sa sa la do la sa la
sa ri.
Zion's hill he sings. Adam and Eve, no, no. Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me? Meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me? Sa, sa, la, do, la, sa, la, suri.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Michael and Carrie Klein and their colleague Miranda Brown for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer and program host is Brad Becker. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson and Lynn Hacker. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.